You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy days to join me as we together trek through the Word of God. It's such an exciting study. I love being in the Word. I love sharing with you my passion that I have for the Word. And I love teaching Bible prophecy because I believe that you and I are the terminal generation. I believe the Lord's coming back on my watch and on my shift as a Bible teacher and as a pastor. And I teach accordingly. You're about to hear today something I preached 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. We've just started a series, What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming and of the End of the World? Now, the Lord Jesus Christ's answer to that, his first answer was, take heed that no man deceive you. That's what we're going to look at here the rest of this week. Here's my definition of deceive. It's this. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. You know, if people would have known that they were deceived, they never would have done or will do the things that they've done or would do. That's what we're looking at here this week. We're looking at deception, what it is. In the past, all the way back to Eve, back to Genesis chapter 3, to the present, how you and I and people around us today are deceived, and in the future, toward the end of this week, we'll get to that, looking at deception in the future, looking at what one event in the world is going to deceive over 2 billion people. That's what we're looking at here this week. Enjoy this message. See that you were not deceived here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
We're in Matthew chapter 24. We're about to start a series. It probably will last a couple of months. Looking at Matthew chapter 24 and 25. The Lord's description of let's let him tell us. If you would please turn with me. Matthew chapter 24. First 4 or 5 verses. It says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Looking at this one verse today, ESV says, see that no one leads you astray. New American Standard says, see to it no one misleads you. So what does it mean to be deceived? Many of you have heard my definition of deceive. Some of you haven't. It goes something like this. To be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. The Esposito Book of Definitions. But it's quite accurate. Everyone got it? To be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something entirely different. Makes sense to everyone, right? This is God's warning concerning the end of the age. Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man lead you astray. Take heed that no man mislead you. Like misleading information in a commercial or on a medicine bottle. People sue for that all the time, don't they? Misleading information. See, if a person knew that the misleading information could kill them, what then? They wouldn't do it, right? They wouldn't take it, right? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Mitt Romney and Glenn Beck knew that Satan was the founder of their religion? Do you think they'd still be Mormons? God help them. I wouldn't, speaking for myself. If I knew Satan was the founder of my religion, sorry, you lost me on that one. I bowed a knee to him for enough years. No more, I know the truth now. No way these people would not do if they did, if they would have known. And this is the whole idea of being deceived. No one would do the things that they do if they would have known the truth. Nobody. Like all these idiotic drug commercials you see on TV. You see, they're not allowed to mislead anyone anymore. Therefore, they have to have commercials that read like this. This medicine could cause vomiting, blindness, stroke, heart attack, or even death. Do you think they'd put that on there if they wanted to? If they had the option? No, they can't mislead you anymore. They have to put that on there. All those commercials happen, don't they? Warning, this medicine could cause stroke. Lost me on that one. I'm not going to take it now. Likewise, see, Jesus has put the warning on his medicine bottle, on his book. It's right here. What's the number one sign you're going to tell me, Lord Jesus, on your return? How are we going to know when you're coming back? What does he say? See that no one deceives you. All the things he could have said, that's what he said. But the problem in the church is, well, actually, let me backpedal. This is what I should have started with, is this right here. I want to get a show of hands right here. How many of you think, here in this church, how many of you think Satan has the power to give life? Raise your hand. You've heard the sermon before. How many people think that Satan has the power to give life? Raise your hand. This is my whole point. Matthew 24:24. We'll get to that later. See, the problem in the church is no one wants to read the warning label. Most Christians write right next to this, they write a big N-A. You know what that stands for? Right? Not applicable. That doesn't apply to me. You're talking to Jews only. That don't relate to me, brother. You're not talking to me. I'm not going to be here for any of that. Any of this stuff doesn't matter. You're not talking to me. But Peter said to Jesus, Jesus, are you talking to everyone or just us? And he says, what I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. That's not just for Jews. That's for everyone. Watch. Hebrews 9:28 says he's coming a second time to all those who watch for him. Knowing this book is like going to the track with tomorrow's newspaper. It's like having all the winners win, place, and show. You're going to go down to Hialeah and you got tomorrow's newspaper. It's got win, place, and show. The winner of every race. You got the winner of every race. You're going to go to the track. God's standing there handing out programs to everyone out there. 9 out of 10 people say, I'll pick my own. Thank you. 1 out of 10 will say, all right, Lord. I'll take that. That's this book right here. It's got, he declares the ending from the beginning. Church, when it's not important for you to know, Jesus said, it is not for you to know. Acts 1:6, it is not for you to know the times and seasons the Father has placed in his own authority. But when it is for you to know, you get Matthew chapter 24. This is probably going to take us a couple months in order to see what the Lord is saying here through his word. And starting today, in this very word, the Lord is warning all people, take heed, be careful, beware. Don't let anyone mislead you. Don't let anyone lead you astray. So I want to look at here this morning, people that have been deceived, past, how people are deceived today, and how people are going to be deceived in the future. So if you would please turn with me back to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you will not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows, in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So, when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound, or the voice of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? The man said, now is a typical man's response. The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Blame it on the woman, right? And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And then the woman said this, the serpent deceived me and I ate. It goes all the way back to the garden. Certainly, if Satan would have said to Eve, eat of this tree and you will ruin and corrupt the whole human race. You will cause the Son of God to die naked on the cross to fix everything that you've done. Little children will die of cancer. Here, have a bite. What do you think she would have done? Would she have done that if she would have known the truth?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. Of God.